Guys, I just want to give you a couple things that I've learned now that I'm turning 34 and some things that happen in your life. So the big one, number one, excuses just disappear. I saw a speech by Tom Brady the other day and he was like, he was great. He had a good kind of mindset, work ethic, whatever. And he sat down with this psychiatrist and he was like, Tom, you just keep making excuses. He was like, I like you making excuses, blaming other people. And you reach an age when you're like 34 where you go, I can't do that thing anymore where it's like, oh, I'm young, I'm learning. Or, you know, when you compare somebody else's age, you're like, yeah, but he didn't become successful until he was 35. And then you're like, well, I'm 12 months away from that. So fuck, like, you kind of just got to knuckle down, and any goals that you did have, you just got to get them done. Number two, you got to stretch every day. Okay, I'm going to combine this with something else because it's quite a boring one. Stretch every day and don't lose that buzz. Because I'll tell you what happens, right? You get to a certain age where you start thinking, you know, it creeps into your brain. Because I think your brain's almost saying to you, I'm getting older. I can't do this anymore. You get this urge to relax more. You get this urge to do less, to sit on the sofa, put your feet up, get a little bit lazy, you know, add a little bit of body fat. And you think it's normal and whatnot. And it kind of like reveals, or it kind of strips your natural ambition. You know, that drive you had when you were younger. It happens for like 2-3 years. It's around about 31 to the age that I am now. And you just start fighting it. That's what you have to do. Push back twice as hard. You have to fight it like crazy and just say, you know, I'm not going to just settle here. I'm not going to become that guy, Bob, that I used to talk about, who, you know, is maybe he got a beautiful girlfriend when he was like 27. And then at 35, he sat on the sofa with a big beer belly, eating shit food, Pop-Tarts, as we used to say. And, you know, he's just watching sports every weekend and his wife leaves him and just says, you're not the same as you used to be. That drive in so many people just disappears. And it's just really, really sad to see. It depresses me when I see people around me that are doing that. The next one is just don't listen to what people are telling you. You know, people around you will go, you're getting older now. Like, you get the back pain, you'll have to, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You got to remember that that's Mr. Average. That is all the guys that just do nothing all day. The guys that are in their 30s who are excited about GTA, right? It's all the guys that are in their 30s that have like 28% body fat and they're going, you'll slow down now, won't be able to do it. The guys that had kids at like 22 and they hate you for it because you went and did something that they always wanted to do. And they're telling you this is what's going to happen. And it's like, I don't think it is. I actually think this is the start of life. I actually think there's so much more I can do now that I have money and experience. So that's the lessons I want to give you.